Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 6th of May. US President Trump has already indicated a preference for rationing the number of dolls a US child can own to 2, and is unconcerned that the price of those dolls will be higher as a result of trade taxes. This is just as well, as the manufacturer of Barbie dolls has warned that price rises are coming. Life in plastic has become less fantastic. It is noticeable that amongst the tariff-avoiding measures, Barbie's maker is not suggesting setting up factories in the United States. In fact, after a phenomenal surge in factory building in the United States in the last few years, during the first quarter of this year, there was a slowdown in new factory construction. Fewer, more expensive products are a natural consequence of trade taxes. Trump has also said that the pharmaceutical products will be taxed in the coming weeks. This has been threatened for some time, but the consequences of rationing medicines while raising their price is perhaps more serious than rationing Barbies while raising their price. Aside from health issues, second-round inflation effects, for example, health insurance premiums, are likely. Today we get the US trade deficit data for March. This number has gone from being a footnote for investors to something that has assumed almost disproportionate market importance. Most economists are inclined to dismiss the idea of balancing trade in goods as a desirable objective, especially as trade in services is generally overlooked. However, economists are not deciding current US policy, and under an imperial presidency model, the person who is deciding policy does not like trade deficits. This March data, of course, reflects the before times and is very likely to demonstrate preparations for the imposition of trade taxes. Firms will have rushed to import goods before the burden descended, and shrewder consumers, generally in Democrat-leaning states where fear of trade taxes has been greater, seem to have brought forward spending on home furnishings, appliances, and electronics to avoid having to hand over large sums of money to the US government. There is another wave of business sentiment opinion polls from Europe, which it's hard to get too excited about. The US ISM service sector's comments section yesterday highlighted growing concerns about policy uncertainty in the States, not just the uncertainties created by the erratic trade tax policy, but also the uncertainties about where a business comes into contact with the government. Rule of law is being challenged. Withholding funds from Harvard University is bound to end up before the courts, for instance. And the uncertainty about whether promised funds will come through is one example of a motive for companies to do nothing for now and just see how things develop. Euro area March producer price inflation data is not going to excite investors terribly much. This is from the before times as well, and the disinflation impact outside of the States coming from disrupted global trade is likely to take some time to work through the system. For now, it is enough for investors to anticipate the future direction of travel and acknowledge that this gives the European Central Bank an opportunity to cut rates further in the future. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer. to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.